Hi, welcome to Pagano Boo. My name is JL Pagano, and I'm a self-confessed social media addict. I have a blog at jlpagano.net. I'm on Twitter as @JL_Pagano, and you'll also find me on Facebook. I'm giving these audio boo things a try. I was doing them during the World Cup with these fake World Cup headlines, and had great fun doing that. Thanks for everyone who was giving me feedback on it. But now I want to see if I can do more rambling kind of audio boos. My laptop is on the fritz at the moment, so I'm not blogging for the next while, but that's fine. I can try other things. I've always, you know, been keen to see what different forms of social media are out there, so we'll give this audio booing a try, see how it goes. Today I'm going to stick with sports as my topic. I'm going to talk about the World Cup a little bit. I'm going to talk about the GAA a little bit. With regards to the World Cup, I'd just like to say how much I might be swimming against the tide here, but I, for one, enjoyed the tournament from start to finish. The hype, the incidents, there was talking points every day. Now, one thing that made this World Cup special for me was that it was the first that I could enjoy with my son. He's 12 this year, he's almost 13, and he has a great love of the game now. He follows Spurs like I do, he follows Ireland like I do, and we had great crack watching most of the games together. We had a little prediction competition going on, which I won, I might add, just barely. We, you know, gave our thoughts about how we thought the game was going to go each time. We had a bit of crack, you know. We played FIFA at halftime between whatever two teams were playing on the PlayStation. It was just good times all around. Actually, the best moment in that regard for me was one evening when we went down to the chipper. The game had just kicked off, but I've kind of made a mess of dinner. So we went down to the chipper to get some dinner, and while we were waiting, they had the telly on in the chipper watching the game. So we were standing watching the game, and there was about 10 people in the place, including the staff and everything, and everyone was able to talk about the football. We all had a conversation. None of us really knew each other, but we were all able to talk about it, and that's the great thing that the World Cup brings, and I was delighted to be able to bring that to my son. Now, with regards to people who say that the tournament was boring and it was the worst ever, well, I have a couple of theories on that. Number one, a lot of people don't like soccer anyway. I mean, I know it's the most popular game on the planet, but that still doesn't mean everybody likes it. And I had a funny feeling that a lot of these people who were moaning about it, they kind of had their minds made up before a ball was even kicked. And I'm not sure what it would have taken for them to say, oh, well, actually, that actually was entertainment. If you know the game of soccer, you see highlight reels all the time. You see incredible goals by the likes of Maradona and Messi and Kaká and all that, and them doing amazing things. But they're isolated incidents, and you have to take the game in context. And every game lasts 90 minutes, and every game involves 22 men, 11 men on each team, each trying to score. And for everyone that's trying to score, there's someone trying to stop them. And that's just the way it is. I really don't know what people were expecting from this World Cup. The stakes were so high, the players were bound to be cautious, and I thought there were plenty of memorable moments right throughout the tournament. Plenty of exciting goals, plenty of skill, plenty of talking point. There was even a psychic octopus. I mean, come on. What more do you want than a psychic octopus, for God's sake? But that's my opinion anyway. Entertainment's in the eye of the beholder. A lot of people didn't see it, but that's fine. I enjoyed myself. The other thing I wanted to talk about is this GAA match at Croke Park yesterday. Now, normally I wouldn't talk about GAA because I have nothing against it, but it's not my number one sport. That's the bottom line, for whatever reason that might be. But what happened in Croke Park I thought was crazy. And I'm not talking about the goal line incident that was, you know, it was called a goal, whether it was a goal or wasn't. That's neither here nor there. Why, oh why, oh why do the Gardaí and the GAA between them allow thousands and thousands of fans to just run on the pitch? Do you know all these people? Do you know that they're all okay? Do you know that none of them are psychos? Come on. I mean, it's an absolute no-brainer. I don't see why they do it in soccer. They do it in rugby. They do it in every other sport. Fans are not allowed on the field. Oh no, when the GAA, it's somehow okay. Because it's as if they're different people. That, oh no, GAA fans wouldn't do that. Well, I think we saw yesterday what they would do, as any human beings would do. There's stupid people in any crowd of people, and they should not be allowed onto the pitch, full stop. As regards to whether the game is a replay or not, requires a replay, I say no way, because that would be nothing more than a money spinner for the GAA, because what if there's another incident in